Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. I'm praying through some of those nations that are not yet listened to in terms of Pray Every Day. And so I am praying for Tuvalu in Oceania and Uruguay in South America. And so, Lord Jesus, we do lift up those two countries on the opposite sides of the world, and we trust that you will send people into those places, and your Holy Spirit is already there. We pray you would bring many to yourself. I pray for revival in Tuvalu. I pray for revival in Uruguay. And I pray that if it be your will, you would bring Pray Every Day into those two nations. And I thank you ahead of time for doing that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we are reading Exodus chapter 8, verses 1 through 16, and it's a longer chapter, so I'm breaking it up into two. In the World English Bible, it says this: Yahweh spoke to Moses, "Go into Pharaoh and tell him, 'This is what Yahweh says, let my people go that they may serve me.' If you refuse to let them go, behold, I will plague all your borders with frogs. The river will swarm with frogs, which will go up and come into your house and into your bedroom and onto your bed and into the house of your servants and onto your people and into your ovens and into your kneading troughs. The frogs shall come up both on you and on your people and on your servants." Yahweh said to Moses, "Tell Aaron, stretch out your hand with your rod over the rivers, over the streams, over the pools, and cause frogs to come out of the land of Egypt." Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. The magicians did the same thing with their enchantments and brought up frogs on the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, "Entreat Yahweh that he may take away the frogs from me and my people, and I will let the people go that they may sacrifice to Yahweh." Moses said to Pharaoh, "I give you the honor of setting the time that I should pray for you and for your servants and for your people, that the frogs may be destroyed from you and your houses and remain in the river only." Pharaoh said, "Tomorrow." Moses said, "Let it be according to your word, that you may know that there is no one like Yahweh our God. The frogs shall depart from you and from your houses and from your servants and from your people. They shall remain in the river only." Moses went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried to Yahweh concerning the frogs, which he had brought on Pharaoh. Yahweh did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, out of the courts, and out of the fields. They gathered them together in heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was a respite, he hardened his heart and didn't listen to them as Yahweh had spoken. Yahweh said to Moses, "Tell Aaron, stretch out your rod and strike the dust of the earth, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this passage. Thank you for teaching us about how powerful you are. And I can only imagine how stressful and weird it would be to have frogs everywhere, and how you wouldn't be able to concentrate, and then after they're destroyed, how much it might smell. And having dissected frogs in high school, I remember how they smelled, at least in formaldehyde. So Lord, it's just a very visual passage, and I'm so grateful that you understand that people learn best through actual things, not just words, but actual actions. And so here we have this kind of this cautionary tale played out before Pharaoh, and yet he still hardens his heart. Lord, in light of that, I pray that we would have softened hearts. Your word says that we should not harden our hearts. And so, Lord, please search our hearts right now and find if there's any hurtful way in us, or a hardened place, or a piece of bitterness, or a scrap of us that doesn't want to forgive someone who's hurt us over and over and over again. So, Lord Jesus, we want to have softened, pliable, open hearts to you. And those injuries that have caused a hardened heart are real. And so I pray for healing for my friend today, particularly of childhood trauma, the thing that we keep getting triggered back to. Lord, I pray for deliverance. I pray for complete, deep, abiding, whole body, whole mind, whole soul healing in Jesus' name, that there would no longer be tormented by things of the past, no longer be tormented by the memories, no longer be tormented in the night, or not being able to sleep, or sleeping too much and having terrible dreams. Lord, I pray for a relief through the power of the Holy Spirit, that there would be healing even now as I pray this. I trust, God, that you can do it. I know you can. You are capable of it, and I know you're able to reach through the airwaves, and your Holy Spirit can heal my friend now in Jesus' name. I pray there would be a lightness on any sort of bondage that they're in. I pray for emancipation. Take them out of Egypt figuratively, Lord, in Jesus' name, but also really take them out of Egypt. Take them out of bondage and into that wide, spacious land, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Cricket Keith, and you can find out more about her at cricketkeith.com. There's two T's, two E's, CRICKETTKEETH.com, and you can find out about her book. She has a new Bible study right now out called Before the Throne, and it's looking at eight prayers from Scripture, including Moses' prayer. So that's kind of fun. It has a really nice tie into what we're doing here. Now, her studies are known for taking you deep. And so if you're longing for a deeper time with the Lord, then pick up this study, Before the Throne. As you study these prayers, you're going to be strengthened as you see how these godly Bible characters poured out their hearts to God and how He responded to them. You'll learn how to pray with the same power when you feel weak, helpless, stressed, or afraid. Amen to that. As you turn your focus toward God's character through prayer, He will supply the strength you need to face whatever is before you, because that's the privilege you have when you come before the throne. And her book is based on Hebrews 4:16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. So Cricket, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. I so appreciate you.